Hades is a game where you will learn as you play, and we strongly recommend experiencing your early runs on your own to enjoy everything without spoilers for the first time. This podcast will assume you have reached the final boss, unlocked all the weapons, and met all the characters. Any additional spoilers will be disclosed in the episode. Thanks for tuning in. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 10 of Hidden Aspects, a podcast about Hades. I'm your host, Ridiculous Hat, and this week we're joined by nobody. Well, it's just me. This week's episode's going to be a little bit different. Didn't get a guest this week. There's a topic I wanted to talk about, so you can expect this to be a shorter episode. You know, I'm not going to build brag as much. We're not going to have an extended interview segment. But I want to talk to you about how to improve and grow as a player, and those are two different things. And it's a topic that's near and dear to my heart. It is all about how the players of Hades can approach the game in a healthy way and maintain a healthy relationship with it, which is something I talk about a lot as well. If you've listened to my other podcasts and my other work with other games with Hearthstone, you know that I talk about this a lot. But before you listen to me, you should go and follow our social media accounts. Follow us on whatever podcast platform you like. Check us out at Hidden Aspects on Twitter. Join our Discord. Link is in the show notes and on the Twitter. So, do a little build bragging while we're here. Been learning Forced Overtime, feel like I'm getting it clear to 27 today with Zeus Shield, which I've been learning. I've been trying to learn some weapons that I'm worse at. Still haven't gotten my 32 on bow. I've been pushing some high 20s, but got there. Learned Zeus Shield. Shout out to Bash for having some really, really great tips on that. And really just putting Aphrodite on special and then getting really anything is really nice. Getting Heartrend is nice. In this particular build, I ended up with Athena on dash and got Athena legendary. And Demeter on hit was eligible for Demeter legendary, didn't find it. And, of course, Smoldering Air, Billowing Strength, Zeus Call, and Second Wind. So nothing could hit me, and I did a ton of damage every time I pressed Call, which was a lot of lightning, and I got the Zeus legendary. You know, it worked out. It was pretty good. And I've had some nice higher heat runs, got a 27, you know, Demeter Deadly Reversal Fist the other day. Not that that's particularly exciting, but it's enjoyable. But, you know, I've mentioned a few times, haven't had as much time to do as many runs as I'd like. Thinking about it, that might not be strictly accurate. We'll talk about that. So, the topic this week, how to grow as a player. And I want to point out, this is not how to improve as a player, this is how to grow as a player. And it's a little bit different, right? Because you've got a few things. You've got your in-game skill. How do you perform based on, like, the buttons you press and the decisions you make in the game in direct interaction? And then you've got your out-of-game awareness, your goal setting, your general mindset, all this other stuff that doesn't seem like it's part of gaming, but especially with any game that you play for hours on end, it's really, really important. And this is your goals in approaching the game, and your meta involvements with various communities around the streams that you watch, and the YouTube channels that you hang out in, any Discord channels you are in, and being aware of any other stuff going on outside the game. So we're going to talk about all this stuff. You know, it'll be a more brief discussion than your average episode, but I think it's important. So first of all, if you want to get better results, this is kind of more concrete, more provable. The most important thing is going to be practice. We're going to talk about this repeatedly throughout the episode. But if you want to get better quickly, knowledge helps a lot. And something that is my general approach with any video game, with any game in general, if somebody else can consistently get a result that you can't get, figure out what thing you're missing, because there must be some decision they're making differently from you. Now, to use the example of a Zeus shield, which I just wasn't good with it. Hadn't really figured it out. I thought Chaos Shield was better. And then hanging out in the Supergiant High Heat Discord channel, saw that Bash was consistently putting up really, really high heat finishes with it. Speed runs as well, like clearing 57 heat with it, was the first person to clear 57 heat. Pretty awesome. And I saw that watching his runs, not only was he positioning the disc well, constantly recalling it. constantly throwing it out and recalling it. I was in the habit of throwing it out and leaving it there and doing other stuff, but I wasn't getting close to the enemy, I wasn't throwing it out, and I wasn't taking it back. He also bull rushes a little bit more than I do, but at 57 heat, of course, and something I asked him, you have to bull rush more because it's a second dash, and you don't have a second dash naturally. So that's something that I still haven't worked in my skill set, but I was struggling on Zeus Shield. I was timing out on Tight Deadline 3, and I still came really close to, I got 19.15, right? That's not like a huge margin of error, but Tight Deadline 3, I don't think there's ever a huge margin of error. You know, and I'm learning Forced Overtime 1, that makes things a little bit faster. But I was not having success with it until I realized, throw it out and just call it back right away. Yo-yo with the shield, it can be more close range. It can be recalled and reused with enemies right in front of you. And if you have a big buff on it, it can be really powerful. That was a gap in my knowledge that I improved by research and investigation. And this is something that, if you prefer a more organic approach, that's okay. Just be aware that it's going to be a different pace of progress if you choose to improve organically than if you choose to improve by research of out-of-game materials. Nothing wrong with either choice, but it's just a question of your personal preference and your personal goals. If you want to improve quickly, but you also don't want to review any materials, then you have a conflicting philosophy there, and that's the possibility of frustration. And that's really what the section's going to be about, the possibilities for frustration created by conflicting ideas. If you're trying to do two different things at once that are opposed to each other, that's where problems come in. Now, another thing that can really help your in-game approach, your in-game results, is focus and clarity of purpose. And this, I think, is really important both in the mid-game progression section, when you're trying to get those your first bunch of clears, or even your first clear period, as well as when you're pushing high heats. What do you want to do, and how good are you at sticking to that thing? Basically, this means, are you sticking to one weapon and learning just that weapon because of the way you like to play? Are you able to find variety in that approach to the game? Or would you rather be all-rounded and use a bunch of different weapons? Because if you use one weapon, you will progress faster on that weapon, but it will limit future options. Or at least it will slow you down, right? You're working on one thing at the expense of other skills. If you choose to be a jack of all trades, you will progress slower in multiple different directions. This was the approach that I took. On every single weapon, I followed the Dark Thirst. I followed the purple glowing thing. It went up one heat at a time. Now, there was a certain point where I noticed that one heat was not enough to really present a significant challenge, but I did it anyways because I wanted to get the reps in. I wanted to learn the new pact of punishment traits, and it helped me become a better, more well-rounded gamer. There have been some folks in the Discord, in the Hidden Aspects Discord, that have said, I'm going to play with this weapon first and really push it, and this is the way that I want to play, and I'm going to get some good results with it. And the results are definitely faster, and the skills gained with that weapon are definitely more clear. And in some cases, a few folks have translated those skills to other weapons as well, and gotten a whole bunch of 32s. Shout out to Phoenix, who got 3 32s, I think, this week. It's really just based on how you want to approach the game and then what you keep in mind. When you push high heat, this is even more important. You will be more successful at higher heats if you focus on a single weapon and run it back a lot, but that really diminishes the variety of the game quite a bit. But this comes back as well to practice. Practice, practice, practice. And practice is going to be the most important thing no matter what. There is no point where you are actively hindered by playing more Hades. Even if you build bad habits, just getting more reps on the enemies, understanding patterns, the amount of depth in this game is staggering. There was a question that was being asked in the Supergiant Discord the other day. How many hours did it take you to feel comfortable clearing 40 heat? No, I don't consistently clear 40 heat. I've never cleared a 40. But the players in there said somewhere usually between 600 to 800 hours. That's so many hours. That's a lot. I am under 200, I think, and I feel pretty proud of clearing 32 twice, and, you know, I'm not consistent at it, but 600 to 800 hours is a ton. Now, there are some players that have cleared more quickly and consistently can do 40s faster, like, say, Asteos mentioned in that Discord that they are about 300 hours in, but over 250 of those are just on Guan Yu. As soon as they unlock Guan Yu, that was their weapon. And that was what they played. And that's, again, it's going to be a very focused skill set. And if you are okay with that, it's going to improve your results on that weapon. Other weapons might not be quite the same. But then again, I bet Esteos, who has played 300 hours and understands how to clear 40 heat, would probably do just fine on other weapons. It just wouldn't be quite the same situation. So this is just kind of how you improve your in-game behavior. Be aware of things like either do your research or gain the knowledge organically, and be aware those are very different paces. Be aware of your focus, of your purpose, your goal in a way, and get a lot of practice in. And you're going to adapt this as you grow your relationship with the game. Personally, I believe if you were a newer player listening to this, even if you've just cleared Hades one time, even if you've cleared Hades 10 times, that you will have more fun with the game organically learning as much as you can through the game, as opposed to external resources, and also that you will have more fun with variety than with focusing on a single weapon. But it's not going to be true for everybody. Some people just pick one weapon and that's what they want to jam. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no judgment here. It's not how I approach the game, but it doesn't mean that it's wrong. As long as you're aware of what works for you. And this translates pretty well to the out-of-game awareness. The realistic goal setting. Now, we talked about setting goals, right? Do I want to get better on just Guan Yu? Do I want to get better on just Demeter Fist? Do I want to get better on just Eris? But also, do I want to consistently clear 32s? Do I want to push as high of a heat as I can? Do I want to be a faster speedrunner? And which goal am I working on right now, and what is realistic for me? Personally, I have cleared 32 twice and consistently clear mid-20s. If I said, okay, my goal is to clear a 40 this week, no, that's not happening. That's not going to be a thing. Maybe I could grind it like crazy, and maybe I could high roll it and get there. It wouldn't be an enjoyable experience. It's not realistic for me right now. Maybe I say I want to get a sub-10 this week. Well, no, that's not going to happen this week either. My fastest time ever is 12 minutes flat. I'm not going to get a sub-10. I would have to put in a ton of time, a ton of focus, a ton of energy on it. Now, if I say that's something I want to work towards, absolutely. If I want to say I want to work towards clearing a 40, sure. But putting a timeline on it changes the goal dramatically. So it's really about making sure that I'm being realistic about the approach. And I want to avoid conflicting goals as well, and something to be aware of. If you're trying to both improve, say, as a speedrunner, you want to improve your time, and then you also want to improve your high heat performance. Those are two very different skill sets. And if you're trying to work on both of them at the same time, and you end up on a 32, and you make it to phase 2 of Dad, and then you stand in front of him and try and face tank a laser because you're used to speedrunning, and you just deal as much damage as possible, then you die to a laser because it's hard labor 5. That's not setting yourself up for success. I want to push high heat, but also I want to work on mirrorless. Maybe that's a good combination if you are used to really high heats. But maybe it's just adding too many challenges onto your own plate. I want to push high heat and I want to play whatever weapon is glowing. Again, you see where I'm going here. It's all about when you make your own out-of-game pact of punishment, you don't want to turn that heat too high. You want to make sure you're realistic about this. And you want to avoid comparisons with differently situated players. This is kind of where I found myself lately, where I've been soaking in the knowledge in the Hades High Heat Discord and helping just run some stuff over there, as I am known to do. And I hear all these really amazing players talking about their pack configurations and their weapon approach, and it's been great for knowledge. And I said, okay, well, that means I've been doing a bunch of 25. Surely I can just make the jump to 32 and just clear it, no problem, right? Wrong. Absolutely wrong. And I haven't really been getting the reps in. I haven't really stayed as focused on the game in terms of just actually firing it up and doing runs to really earn that. And that's something that it's a very dangerous trap to fall into, of marinating in all of in this environment. Made me feel like I deserved something, I was entitled to something that I hadn't earned. I hadn't done enough runs, and I hadn't really learned enough of the packs to feel comfortable at 32 heat. Now, I can do 25s, no problem, pretty consistently. I win, 3 out of 4 of those, I'd say. But the difference between a 25 and a 32 is kind of crazy. And as you crank up heat, you'll realize it's multiplicative difficulty because all these things compound on top of each other. like we talked about with Tailask a couple weeks ago. On top of that, mindfulness of in-game and out-of-game distractions is so important. Now, out-of-game distractions. This is obvious, right? It's holiday time right now. My own work is ramping up. The world is, I mean, you know the 24-hour news cycle. It is not a mystery that things are messy right now in the world. And in terms of in-game distractions, are you playing while someone's trying to talk to you? Are you playing while you have a Twitch stream open? Whatever. Are you giving the game your full attention? Are there things that are keeping you from being at your best that either you are in control over or you are not? I have a few that I am in control of and a few that I am not. And right now, I have some run anxiety. I want to wait for that perfect moment. Now is the time to play Hades. Now is the time when I'm totally in the mindset and I feel really, really clear-headed. And I think I can do it and I just want to get some good runs in. And then I do one or two. I'm like, all right, that was enough. That's not going to get me to 32 heat. That's not going to do it. And that kind of run anxiety, where if there's ladder anxiety in Hearthstone, it's very similar, of waiting for the perfect moment and not wanting to spoil a good thing, is a fear of loss and a fear of rejection in a way, right? It's a fear of, I know that I'm not going to get my goal, so I'm going to psych myself out of actually logging in and playing. I'm going to talk about the game rather than play the game. I'm going to listen to content about the game rather than play the game. And then when I get in, if I clear, all right, that was enough Hades for today. Going to end on a good note. It is aversion to risk, and it's a great way to stagnate. It's a great way to leave your skill right where it is, because when you come back after taking a few days off from the game, you say, oh, I don't want to break myself in with a 32. I'm going to start with like a 25. I'm good at 25s. I can do that. Clear a run at the same skill level as the last one I cleared, and then log out. What have I done? I've kept my skills from eroding. I've kept myself from being rusty. But I haven't actually done anything to improve my skill at the game. Just a little bit of practice to make sure that I still can do the same thing that I could do 3 days ago. It's not going to get me to the next skill plateau. And if that is what I want, that's okay. But if the goal is to consistently clear 32s, which is where I'm kind of looking at, I'm going to have to put the time in to get there. So, you know, be aware of that for yourself as well. Be aware of any in-game or out-of-game distractions, and be aware of run anxiety based around any goals that you have. So how do we combine these two things? So first of all, there's discipline about when you do a run and when you don't. And you want to avoid either extreme. You want to avoid binge playing for any reason. This game is very bingeable. But if you play for 10 hours straight, it's unlikely you're going to play your best Hades there, and it's unlikely that the game is going to be sustainable at that point. Because if it's something that a person wants to keep in their life for the long term, too much of a good thing can be a problem. And sometimes you can have a full day of playing Hades. Believe me, I've been there. Y'all been there. And when the game first came out, it seems like I couldn't get enough of it. There was a point where I felt myself saying, if I have another weekend where all I play is Hades all day long, I worry that I'm going to sour on it. I worry that I'm going to burn myself out. And that hasn't happened yet. Still really love the game. Especially cross saves has breathed new life into it for me. Being able to play on PC with a high frame rate right in front of my computer has been really, really nice. But there have been times when also I would have a loss and I would do a salty run back. Just like, oh, that loss was BS. I'm going to do another run. Careful about that, because it's very easy to, well, stay up too late playing Hades, which I've also done many times, or just to run it back and make sloppy mistakes out of tilt and end up with a bad situation, with doing multiple bad runs in a row and finding yourself in a frustrated headspace. But then playing less because of that as well, because of the anxiety, because of the goal, can distance you from the game. And if you want that, if that's something that you think about, you're like, you know what, I might be burnt out, I might be done for now, I might move on, play something else, that's totally fine. But if you want to play it because of something that you want to accomplish in the game, and you choose not to play it because of the fear of not getting it, that's kind of where you can take stock of, okay, I need to manage my relationship with the game a little bit, I need to get closer. Right? Absence can make the heart grow fonder, but don't be afraid to fail if you need to succeed. And there's some RNG in Hades, right? There's some randomness. If you get five sacked and lose to a timer, it's gonna happen. If you roll for Marshall End four times and don't see it one time, that's gonna happen. And you know, it's you gotta make peace with it at a certain point. It's part of the game. And that's gonna be about the awareness of the mechanics combined with your ability to have a healthy emotional relationship with Hades. Because you'll know it if the RNG is getting to you, or if anything is getting to you. If you're playing badly and getting angry about it, that's often a sign of the need to step back for a second and realign your headspace, or maybe take a break. Maybe take a minute and work on whatever it else is that's frustrating you. Because if it's just Hades that's frustrating you, the game is great, but it doesn't deserve that kind of control over your headspace. If the game is frustrating you to the point that you are upset because of something that happened in it in a lasting way, take a step back and just refocus yourself. Take a break for a minute or put the game down for 30 minutes or half a day or a day or whatever until you can come back to it and feel good about what you're doing. You want to make sure that when you're in the zone, you take advantage of that, and you want to make sure that when you're on tilt, you step back. And really, ultimately, Hades is a game. Games are meant to be fun. I have had a blast after trying a bunch of 32s and getting frustrated of taking coin purse and rolling with whatever I find in the first room on a lower heat that feels more comfortable and just getting goofy combinations and trying it out and having a great time. And not being as focused on what heat can I push or how fast can I go. Being aware of it, sure. And not playing badly on purpose. I'm just going for builds that maybe aren't as optimal. Or maybe not even going for builds at all. Going for coin purse in room one and then taking whatever. I'm going to try some Sisyphus Shackle runs. I want to see what that feels like now with the buff Shackle. There are a lot of different ways to approach the game. The thing I've learned about Hades, after playing a couple hundred hours of it, when there are players in the Supergiant Discord that each have 300 hours on a single weapon, and they're different weapons, a single aspect, the amount of depth in this game is insane. The amount of energy and effort players can put into the game and what they can get out of it with that kind of singular focus is pretty incredible. And it also teaches me that this isn't a game that I can personally master in a short or even long period of time. But the most important thing, if I intend for Hades to be a long-term part of my life, which I do, how do I keep it interesting and keep it challenging and maintain my own positive relationship with it in a way that allows me to set realistic goals and achieve them and be fulfilled by them and then see what the next goal is behind that? How do I do that? And the answer is sometimes you gotta meme it up. Sometimes you gotta try something goofy. Sometimes you gotta go off meta. Other times you gotta push that heat. You gotta be competitive. At least for me. And the fact that all these different ways to approach the game are in the game is pretty awesome. The fact that there's this much depth, there's this much energy we can put in is one of my favorite things about it. And of course, I enjoy other games. And I think it's important, no matter what you play, you should have something else that you're able to turn to when you need to. That if you only have one game to play, if you're not feeling any given moment and you start playing it out of habit, it feels like reading the paper. And that's not a place that you want any one game to occupy in your life. You got to make sure that whatever you're doing it with intention. But ultimately, what this boils down to is, I want to make sure I'm playing Hades on Hades terms. I don't want to say, well, I should be able to clear 32s faster because I've read a bunch about them. I don't want to say, well, I should be able to just pick up whatever weapon I want and clear on it, even though I practiced a couple of them more than I practiced the other 20. That's not really fair, because that's not what the game is setting the challenge to be. It's not the circumstance that I as a player find myself in. It might be what I want, but it's not what I have. It's not reality. And living in the reality that Hades creates is important to be successful and not to become frustrated at it, because it's never going to be something that it's not. I know that's tautological, but you get the idea. It's a challenging game with challenging terms that I can set myself. If I don't want the pact of punishment to punish me, I can turn it down. It's optional. I'm opting into it. This isn't something that's happening to me. This isn't something that I have to do. It's something that I want to do. And if I want to do it the game's way, I have to do it the game's way. So this is just something I've been thinking about. I still, you know, absolutely intend to push these challenges, but I wanted to hold myself accountable by sharing this with you because I wanted it so badly that I've been playing less. In reality, the only thing to do was just pick up that controller and do a run. And just keep that going whenever I have the time and it feels like the right thing to do. And whenever I say, well, you know, maybe I'll just read the Discord instead. You know what, I'm just going to do a run. How long does it take? I can fit one in. As opposed to playing some other game out of boredom or just sitting there or scrolling social media again, which is something that I need to make peace with my addiction there. Even though everyone listening to this will be like, Pat, come on, how do you not know? But instead of just sitting there refreshing Twitter or scrolling through Discord channels, pick up the controller, do a run, and just see where it ends up. That's where my head is at. So, I'm going to wind down the show there, right around the 30-minute mark, nice and short. And I hope you all have wonderful holidays, whatever you celebrate. We'll try and be back next week on the 29th. Have a good guest planned, but we'll see how it goes. And you can follow us at Hidden Aspects on Twitter. You can follow me at Ridiculous Hat. Please subscribe in your podcast client. Join our Discord. Feel free, by the way, if you have iTunes, leave us a review. Really helps other people find the show. And until next week, we'll see you in hell.